Howdy, y'all. Welcome to another episode of Contagious Smiles Unstoppable with your host, Victoria. And Michael, how are you, young lady?
Tired.
It is pretty late. I haven't been doing much today, but
Sleeping.
well, I took a nap.
You took like three naps.
But now we're gonna produce this podcast rather late tonight.
You mean I will be producing this podcast rather late tonight?
And if you're still listening, Jill, you're still an idiot.
Wow, you're gonna have to explain what that is about. Yeah.
Someone was bashing my wife on Facebook
But the purpose was.
for bringing morals into your family and telling your kids, hey, put some dang clothes on, pull up your britches, don't go showing the girls off to everybody. Things of that nature. Just being modest in your dressing. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, go look at your grandparents, maybe your great grandparents. They didn't dress like some of these hoochie mamas out there. And my wife doesn't condone it. She doesn't allow it with our children. And I back her up 100%. So yeah, Jill, you're an idiot.
Well, it's a simple saying, reach up, then touch the ground, and if anything shows, go change your clothes. Like, it's simple, you know? My grandmother always taught me to dress like a lady. And even back in the day, I would never wear anything that showed or exposed anything. If I was in a dress, I still wore tights or pantyhose back in the day or whatever. You know, you just, and I, my grandmother always would say men don't want something thrown at them. They want something respectful. They, you know, something classy, not trashy. Don't walk around with everything hanging out, because that's, you're drawing the wrong kind of attention, period. I mean, that's just true. You know, you're drawing the wrong kind of attention. So I've talked with a lot of teens, and I asked them on, like, as a metaphor, something that they hold as most valuable possession they have is their iPhone, iPad, tablet, laptop, something that allows them to connect to their reality, their world, which is the social world, right? And so that is what they hold as their most amazing possession, you know, that's it. So I had this post, if you will, that kind of relates that kids, a dad's asking his daughter, oh, you got a new iPad, did you put a cover over it? And she said, well, yeah, I want to protect it. And he said, did that upset the manufacturer? And she's like, no. Well, then it comes back and says, did you put a screen protector on it? Yeah. Well, it's showing that if the teenagers would take enough respect for themselves as they do the materialistic objects in their life, then they would feel better about themselves. And, you know, society is so hard on teens these days that they're bullied for everything and then some. I mean, just the dumbest things people are bullying over. They're just not letting the tedious things go. They're just harping on it. And these kids, whether they're not getting attention at home or they're getting the wrong attention at home, and they're feeling the need to go out and wear scantily clothes, it's really hurting their self-esteem in the long run. And everyone I've asked this to in that teenage realm all understood the metaphor, and they got it, and they got it well. And this lady decided to tell me, as a survivor of domestic violence, that I need to continue on to my healing journey because that's just wrong. Because to her, I'm supporting rape and sexism and prostitution and all of these other things, which is absolutely not the case at all. One of the things I do is I help girls and boys, no matter the gender, realize that their self-worth is more than anything they will ever have, and that they need to let that inner beauty come out, or inner, however you want to call it, because men say handsome or whatever, and that they need to really take care of themselves as they do that materialistic object, because to them, that's their prized possession. And what it needs to do is transfer to they are their own, you know, most important thing in this world.
So let me ask you, since I'm a man and I fail to understand, right? When and let's just group you in there with y'all. When y'all women, girls, dress in scantily clad clothes. Your boobs are pushed up, poking out damn near. And, you're wearing a skirt that comes a millimeter below your buttocks. Who are you wearing that for? You or everyone else?
Well, one, I've never worn anything like that.
Now, dang, I mean, I
Two,
knew you was going to say that.
you're wearing it to get whether you think in your mind it's the right kind of attention, but you're just trying to get attention because you're not getting it elsewhere. So you're trying to feed a hunger that you're trying to, embrace somewhere else. And it's always, not the right way to do it.
It's not.
No. And
Because as a guy, I'm going to tell you, less clothes, the guys are
more.
going to look.
Well, I had teenage girls tell me less clothes is more hoes.
Yeah, you're displaying a buffet table out there for men
And men are
that
not going to
have this
respect
mentality.
you
They're not.
if, and our daughter, our other daughter, she got not thrilled with me, I'll say, because we were going to go out one day and she had on booty shorts. Do you remember that? And I was like, we're not going to wear those out. And she wasn't happy. And I was like, you need to earn the respect of whoever you're trying to get the attention of. And mooning them in the middle of the day, if you bend over to tie your shoe, isn't the way to do it. And later on, she understood that. But I mean, she would wear shorts that I thought were totally inappropriate. They need to come down to your knee,
Shorts that she cut.
right. But that's, and in fairness, she got them from your ex because I wouldn't purchase those. And I did take her to buy clothes. And I said, hey, I'm not saying don't wear shorts. I'm not saying don't wear a tank top. Wear a bra with it. For crying out loud, don't go running in front of a bunch of men and you're not having a bra on, you're gonna give yourself a black eye, especially if you're top heavy. It's just you're asking for the wrong kind of attention. Asking for the wrong kind of attention does not mean that you're asking to be assaulted sexually
That's
or you're
right.
asking for whatever. You are gonna get that really bad person's attention that's saying, oh, look at me. Okay, let me look at you because you obviously have no self-value, self-worth on your own, and you just want to get anybody's time of day. And that is why I'm trying to help teens realize what they're worth by, I'm not saying you've got to wear the skirt down to the floor and, cover up everything and look like a nun, but you can be tasteful without, it doesn't matter what size you are or anything of that nature. It's literally like, would you let your child wear that? And, it became a bashing thing where I just said, look, obviously, one thing that you've learned that you always learn is that misery loves company, number one. Number two, when you want to go and just bash people left, right, and center, you're unhappy. And a lot of time you're taking out your own anger and demons, if you will, or your own insecurity out on everybody else. And to just bash somebody like that, it to me, when I responded to her, I responded to her that that's not what I was saying. Nobody, a few other people stood up and said some things in my defense. And I just said to her, obviously, you're working through some things. And I don't know if I would publicly state some of the words that you're saying, but I'm here for you if I can help and assist you in any way, because I'm not going to stand for you bashing anyone, including yourself. And so she exited out, blocked herself, and called it a day.
So by no means, Victoria, are we saying that your child is aggressively seeking to be assaulted or flaunting everything she's got to be manhandled, so to speak, by the way she dresses. But because of the way you allow them to dress or the way they do dress, you're causing more attention than is necessary.
Well, it's one of the things that I learned when I was in school for this is, okay, if you, one in four women are sexually assaulted, okay, one in four. So if I go in the middle of the night and I go down into the worst of the worst part, criminal part of town in the middle of the night by myself, windows down, sunroof open, whatever, I'm going to draw attention to myself. Or I just don't go at that time of day or find an alternate route. You're like literally, there's so many things you could do to avoid it, but one in four is what happens. But I'm just saying that there's no reason to go out looking for trouble because this world is so full of enough of it that we don't need to entice
Oh my God, yeah.
individuals to come on and
Didn't
do
you
more.
just tell me that another kid was found with a an arsenal in his backpack.
With a 125-page manifesto on what he
Oh,
was gonna
son of God.
do. It was a school shooter. If you look over at my phone right now, this is really hard for me to I want to talk about this guy. I'm not even gonna say his name because he doesn't justify his name being warranted out of my mouth. He is a Georgia man who is sentenced to death, thank God. I'm sure I'm gonna get a lot of slack about that, for paying a mother. Are you ready? Now, I have not said any of this to you, so you don't know about this. Paying a mom $2,500 to rape her 5-year-old daughter and then to murder her. It's right there.
What?
It's right there on the bottom, and it just came across my feed that this person, monster, paid a mom $2,500 to rape her 5-year-old little girl, and the little girl was absolutely adorably gorgeous. Just that's the little girl right there, sweetest little face. Look at that
And
face.
that's the mom raping the girl.
No, this was the guy. He
Okay.
gave the guy gave the mom $2,500
So that he could
so
rape.
he could rape and murder the mom's daughter.
And the mom allowed this.
Yes.
Wow. We got to be living in end times. That's crazy.
It's incredibly sick. I
That
mean,
is
it's
crazy.
sick to think. And this is a grown ass man
And she
who
was
looks
5 years old.
5 years
You take care of
old.
your child for 5 years, going through labor, and everything for 5 years, and then you hand them to a monster. No, you
Right.
pay them. You pay them.
No, she didn't pay them. He paid her. He paid the mom money basically to sell
Right.
him the daughter.
Right. That is insane.
And that is why, it's just I don't understand. Like back in the day when we were younger, we didn't sit there and play on cell phones. We didn't sit there and play. I did a study and I watched this and looked that during the summer, the average teen between 15 and 18 is on their phone anywhere from 7 to 14 hours a day. And that is outrageous. These phones, these video games, these iPads, whatever it is, are not babysitters. Whenever you say to kids, let's go outside, why? Why don't I want to go outside? And I've said to our kids, hey, don't you want to go over to a friend's house? Why? I was just talking with them on the,
Right.
on video or whatever it is, FaceTime. And it's like, don't you want to go and physically interact? And everyone just is like, no, they're just so introverted now, where they just want to enthrall themselves in a world they create, because behind everything, you can create whoever you want to be in the world of the social media cycle. And these kids now only have to be like 13 to get their own accounts. And these kids state very clearly that they would know if a pedophile was trying to come at them, because they would know. And I'm sorry, but I don't believe that's true. They wouldn't know, because as sick as these bastards are, they know how to lure these kids in. And that's horrific. It's scary. And there's just, I mean, we didn't have to worry about that stuff. Can you
No.
imagine what our kids will have to worry about?
I just no. I can't imagine their generation coming up when they have kids of their own. Our kids are supposed to be taking care of us, and we have doubts.
We have huge doubts. I mean, I don't remember during any of the president's, speeches or any events they did. Now, in fairness, President Trump, and we don't really go through politics here, President Trump is the first former president to ever stand trial in United States history for this crap. And then some guy was standing outside the courthouse and lit himself on fire for making some kind of statement. And it's literally like, I can't understand what kind of statement that is.
Don't rightly know, ma'am, because I'm pretty much a homebody. I like my home life. I like staying here with you and our fiery, sassy little nugget in there, which, by the way, Faith is healing up wonderfully, y'all. Thank you for asking. Thank you for the comments. Those of y'all who've asked about Faith, we had some puppies go out here last week, and some of those parents, foster parents, asked about our daughter and how she's doing. So thank you.
Oh,
I
but
prefer to stay home than go out, and I'm almost 50 here this year, and I'm not in that party life. I don't go sleazing around on my wife. We don't go out to rage parties or crap like that. And hell, we don't even go to the amusement parks that are close because they
no.
are constantly being shot up, shootouts at the OK Corral down yonder. And if you live there, you know what I'm talking about.
Well, here's a question though, because it's so different that so many people now in relationships have, would you quit playing with my little planter? Has what are you doing? Anyway, they have open relationships, open marriages, they have all sorts of things. Infidelity is something most, some people don't even think about anymore. They just okay it. What is your stance on all of that?
No.
What are you doing? Well, that's not, what do you mean, no? You can't just say, no. I mean, no to which part of it?
No. It's just a plain no. No for another man with you. No for another woman with me. No for another couple with us. No. Just no.
Yeah, I
Okay?
could never see us as swingers. I couldn't. And I'm gonna brag about you for a moment. And the fact, if you're trying to take a picture of Stucco, he hates having his picture made. You know this. So I don't know what you're doing. Well, he won't allow you to. So as I'm saying this because I'm proud of my husband, back in the day, let me get over this hump before I explain why I'm proud of my husband. Back in the day, my husband was, let's say, what would you call yourself back in the day? A player.
But no, I was not a player.
Yeah, you kind of were.
I had a uniform. And it was thrown at me.
No,
Yes.
no.
Okay, I may have pursued it a lot.
So you're a player back in the
No, I
day.
was not a player.
Then what would you have considered yourself?
All cops are whores.
That is not true.
Okay, most of them.
Not all.
Okay, the ones that I knew.
Did you know me?
And how did I meet you?
I hazed you when you came out of FTO training.
Okay.
That's how I met you.
Okay, we'll go with that.
That is how I met you. And then we started dating.
Exactly, while I was married.
I didn't know you were married.
You didn't.
I did not know you were married. And the day I found out you were married, I ended our relationship of 4.5 years. And
Yes, you did.
I had no idea you were married. Did I?
Did not.
Because you didn't tell
I
me.
did not tell you.
No.
So,
And I was devastated.
what was the question?
Because now, how do you go? How can a man go from a player? If you ask Faith, she'll say her dad's a reformed slut. Faith, you should come here.
No.
That you're a reformed
I'm
slut.
getting tired. It's about time to end
No.
the show.
Faith, that you
That's
are a
not.
reformed slut. But now, how did, and what changed your morals to be where you're
I
a
prefer to stay home with
dedicated?
a clean wife.
I was always clean. I never cheated on you. But we're talking about how can a man change from one extreme to the other?
He can.
How? What made you
I don't
change?
know how, but he can.
What?
Okay, next topic.
No, well, what made you change? I'm proud and
You made me change. Okay.
I made you
Yes,
change.
let's move on. Next topic. We're done.
Hey,
We're done.
Faith. Come
You
here, babe.
go.
Tell everybody hi. Everybody's asked about you and how you're doing, how you're feeling.
Come
Come over here and sit over here with your dad a minute.
on.
So we were talking about how back in the day, your dad was like a player,
Oh, I had one.
and he said he wasn't. Watch out, watch for the dogs. Don't let them jump on her. And
I
then
know.
He said he wasn't. And I said, well, if we ask Faith, what would you have called your dad? A slut. So, and I was bragging about how it's nice to now have knowledge that I have a husband who wouldn't cheat. Again, wow. Here she goes with those. I love the banter between the two of you, and I have to tell you how much I've missed it. I really have. It's been a minute since we've had this loveliness between the two of you. But I'm trying to tell everybody out there that people can change and that you can have someone that can be devoted to you and loyal to you. And just think. And your dad started the show today talking about the post that I did about teenagers.
That was
Why would you say it was wrong?
wrong. My mom was not trying to say from that.
Your mom was not trying to say she was bad.
No, she was trying to explain about the post.
She's trying to explain about the post.
But do you agree that people should have self-value and self-worth?
Yeah.
And you've grown up always knowing that you're beautiful and amazing, and you never dress.
Like a hoochie mama.
No, she doesn't. But you know what? She gets respect and she knows that she's beautiful. And she has value and respect for herself, which is how she should be.
That's right.
That's how she should be. You want to say anything to anyone who's been all about asking about you, young lady?
And like what?
Well, I don't know. Say something about your dad. Everybody does miss y'all's banter.
I don't know that he's a donkey.
He's a
He's an ass.
donkey.
That's what you're saying? Dad's an ass?
I just had a moment.
So
I like the moment.
what do you think you should give Dad for his big birthday coming up?
Let's go play a game of fun.
It's gonna
Going to
be
be
fun.
fun. Fun for who?
Kind of scared.
I would be too if I was you.
No, I knew it. It's going to be my kind of fun.
Well, also, Faith wants to do a roast where she gets to roast you. And
No, she doesn't have a filter for that.
I think it would be great.
I don't think so.
I
Wait
think it
till
would be
she hits
great.
18, at least.
I think it'd be fantastic and it'd be hilarious.
Why would it come
Have you heard some of the stuff that comes out of your mouth?
Yeah, you taught her.
Okay. Thank you. Unstoppable.
Hey!
You got to help with that one.
Oh boy.
Goodbye, Faith.
Tell everybody, see ya.
I know.
Thank y'all for tuning in. Another episode of Tasia Smiles Unstoppable.
It's beautiful, but we went through that fast and it's concrete.
Oh my God, that kid of yours.
You damn right.